The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray. Always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision to her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is one of the most authoritative sources of truth over the past 50 years, published in the early 90s under the pontificate of John Paul II and supervision of Cardinal Ratzinger, who went on to be Benedict XVI. Any good catechism has four parts: the dogmatic part, the creed, the sacraments, the seven sacraments, morality, which would be basically the Ten Commandments, and then the last part is on prayer. The first reading today, taken from the book of Exodus, the Catechism of the Catholic Church actually inserts that passage in the Catechism itself. And it's a passage where the Amalekites are fighting against the Israelites. It's a fascinating passage because Moses, who was their leader, was not fighting physically. That was left to Joshua. That was left to Joshua, who was much younger and stronger physically in that moment. But Moses had a brilliant idea. What did he do? He went on the top of the hill, overlooking the battle. So he was looking down. And then Moses, what he did was, he lifted up his arms like this. Now I invite all of you tonight, after Mass, go into your rooms and lift up your arms for 10 minutes. Probably after 6-7 minutes, they become weary. So Moses also had to stand up. Try to stand up for 8 hours without moving, okay? Maybe some of these young people can do it, but we who are in the 50, 60, or 70 club, after about 55 minutes, we're looking for a nice comfortable chair, right? So what did Aaron and Hur decide to do? Aaron was Moses' brother, and Hur was another noteworthy Israelite. They decided to perch his arms up like this. Then they found, if it's possible, a comfortable rock, if that's possible, to sit down, and he had his arms lifted. And what happened? The Israelites won. Let me tell you. The reasons why the Yankees didn't win was because I didn't have my arms up. Especially in the ninth inning, huh? Oh boy. That's in New Yorker joke, okay? So that being the case, if we want to win the battle, the World Series, and to make it to heaven, we have to pray. We have to pray. So when you start to pray, and you take that seriously, you have all these obstacles that come in your path. Right? Those who have done the exercises, all these obstacles that come in your path. So I'd like to point out a few of these obstacles. And it's really the devil. Okay, the first is this. I'll pray, but maybe I'll do it a little bit later. Ever happen? Hello? You know, pray, but a little bit later, because right now I have to get my beauty sleep, okay? Or, you know, I'm kind of hungry, or I have to talk with my son, or I have to go to the supermarket. All these objections come up, and they seem to be pretty rational. But then you do your examine, oh, this came from the devil. Unless you examine your conscience, the devil is very, very crafty. Very, very astute. So let's try to respond to the attacks of the devil. Try to pray as early as you can. Today I had the 6:15 Mass, so I had to get up. I had to get up earlier. I'm a little bit tired now, but I feel good that I was able to give my close to my holy hour before the 6:15 Mass. Don't put off prayer. Okay, I'm going to tell you now what I spoke about in the 10 o'clock Mass. And I really believe this is the devil. Can you come to this parish? This is a parish which is manned by the oblate priests. And our charism is to try to get people to love Mary, right? Not to say other priests don't do that, but it's our charism to get you people to love Mary. What does Mary want? Our Lady of Fatima. We're in October, which is the month of the Rosary. Mary wants us to pray the Rosary. But she wants us also to pray the Rosary in the family, because the family that prays together stays together. Okay, has it ever happened to you? I'm going to pray the Rosary in my family, and then all of a sudden, when you decide to pray, all hell breaks loose. Now your son says, oh, I got a stomachache. No. Your husband says, well, you know, there's a really important baseball game on now. And your daughter says, no, I've got an exam. I got to really prepare for tomorrow. And then when you ask your children, would you like to go to Baskin-Robbins? Yeah, let's go. Your son no longer has a stomachache, right? It cured, just like that. No? It really is, it's the work of the devil. Because we have promoted this, Father Larry and myself, for 30 years. But very few families put that into practice. Now I'm going to say something that's going to be kind of tough for you to hear, but I have to say it. I often believe that very often children do not obey the parents because the parents don't obey the priests. Yep. Hello? Do we give you good advice or bad advice? Let me give you an analogy. About 3 years ago, my father passed away. And my dad had various jobs, but he ends up, one of his jobs was working on Wall Street, New York. He was a financial advisor. And my dad would give advice. And the advice that he would give, he would make a lot of money. I'm not going to tell you how much. But maybe what you make in 6 months, he could make in 45 minutes. He made a lot of money. A lot. Because he had 30 years experience and he knew the stock market, he knew how to invest. I mean, he was a financial genius maybe in that area. So people would call him, Claude Edward Broome, he would call him and he'd give them advice. Do you think they followed my father's advice? Of course. Because they wanted money, huh? Here is son, I've got double his education. I give advice and in one ear and out the other. Which is kind of frustrating. Very frustrating. Because my advice is, I'm not going to make you a millionaire, but I'm going to get you to heaven. Amen? Amen? And sometimes the advice I give, he's known as the tough priest, okay? Huh? He's known as the tough priest. Huh? I scared her, I tell you. I scared the living daylights out of grace, okay? We have to learn how to listen. But we have to learn how to listen and to obey. Amen or oh me?
Oh.
We have to learn how to listen and to obey. Let me tell you this. If you want to become holy, if you don't obey, you're never going to grow in your spiritual life. You hear me? I have a vow of obedience. Yeah. Something happened this morning which caused me a lot of suffering. But it was a matter of obedience. Right away, I was thinking, okay, this is not my will. It's not my will. But it's the will of God expressed through my superior. Once I understood that, swallow my pride, obey. And I know God is going to bless me in so many ways because I didn't do my will. I do the will of God. So my friends, if we don't learn how to obey, you're never, never going to grow in your spiritual life. You hear me? Very important. We talk about the vows, poverty, chastity, and obedience. The most difficult is obedience. It is. Denying your will, hey, Easier said than done. But that's the pathway to heaven. Okay, so please, are you listening to me? Are you not? Please pray the rosary. You got it? It's your obligation to bring your children to heaven. It's our obligation to bring your people to heaven. Right, Carmen? It's our obligation to bring your people to heaven. Do you take seriously the salvation of your children?
Yes.
We take more seriously your salvation. Do you really love a person? What is love, Thomas Aquinas? It's willing the good of the other. What is the greatest good of the other? It is heaven. So, these are the ideas. If we want to make it to heaven, if you want to make it to heaven, okay, do you hear that? So I'll end with one little poem for you, because you people are your poets and you don't even know it, right? St. Augustine. He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen.